Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Go. Yowza, 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 lordy, lordy, loo, that hot weather you've been dreaming about is finally here, so don't be bitching about it. Because for the next few days, at least, it's going to be hotter than any part of a witch's anatomy you may be familiar with. God, I am so sorry, man. We're going to start again. Yowza, 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 the hot weather has finally arrived as we bid goodbye to June and say hi to July. I mean, for the next few days, it is going to be harder than any part of a witch's anatomy you may be familiar with. And don't bitch about it. You've been waiting for this weather. I haven't. I hate it when it's above 55. So enjoy your weather. I'm not going to whine about it. Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Now, if you're a familiar fan of the really crazy YouTube places, for almost the last 8 months, just out of nowhere, in the middle of the night, there have been explosions in Bucks County. What are they? Who is doing them? Are they a sign from the aliens? Have there been crop circles nearby? Are they... Well, today it all kind of came together, and they ain't no aliens involved. It's a guy who owned a chemical company in Bucks County, and he's just been blowing stuff up in the middle of the night because I guess he wanted to. Just blowing stuff up. They got 2 search warrants. They searched his house, and he was saving evidently the best for last. He had some super, super big explosive devices. He's going to jail, and it's going to be charged with hoarding weapons of mass destruction. Okay. The shooting yesterday in Maryland. Did you see the guy? I mean, never trust a man who doesn't know how to grow a beard. That's, if you see his picture, that's all you need to know. This guy, he was obviously a lunatic. And yet, we all had to let him run free because he has a lawyer. That's the big problem. We're in a concentrated enough society right now that we're letting the lunatics run free because, well, they haven't done anything yet. Well, but you know they're going to. Do you want to be the person on the other end of that, oh, we knew he was going to? No, you do not. We're going to have to take a look at some of that stuff. At least I hope so. And the thing that amazed me, we have a stockpile in this country. Are we stockpiling oil? Yeah, a little bit. Are we stockpiling vaccines so that if a pandemic breaks out, we'll be able to save people's lives? Yeah, a little bit. But what we are truly stockpiling is we have on hand right now here in the United States 1,385 billion, that's a billion pounds of cheese. Of cheese. Why would you stockpile a billion pound of cheese? I don't get it, but evidently somebody in the government thought it was a good idea. Let's take a look at the government, right? But what really matters is we're closing in on the middle of the summer. Oh, yeah. I mean, by the time Sunday rolls around, it's going to be July. Halfway through the year. And are we having fun yet? We're going to have some oohs and ahs this week. We don't even get a full weekend from the 4th of July this year. But we'll make the best of it, won't we? This is a practice weekend so that we can make the 4th of July the best 4th ever That's what we need to aim for. And remember, the most sober person has to handle the fireworks. Okay? The most sober person has to handle the fireworks. And you got all the festivities happening in the middle of the week. The militia will be out. It's no fun if you're going to be remembering your 4th of July week celebrations if you're dancing in a cell with a guy named Raul. Just don't do it. Don't drink and drive. Drink and stay put. Make him fix you breakfast in the morning because you're going to have to go to work from their place. Okay? Let's get to it. Pigging out, porking out, freaking out. It's the 4th of July kind of sort of weekend, but we'll take it as a weekend and then practice really, really hard so that this Wednesday is going to be amazing. Pig out, pork out, freak out, for this is In Session. The hot, hot, hot weekend we've been waiting for. So you've gotta, and have plenty of cheeseburgers. My God, we got billions of pounds of it. Gotta, we out.